listeners are here. I'm Anita from Cedar Hill Farmhouse.
And I'm Yvonne at Stone Gable.
And I'm Kelly with My Soulful Home.
We've got tips and tricks and decorating advice for you today, so let's get started.
Hi, everybody. This is episode 37. Today, we're going to talk about shades, blinds, and shutters.
Lots to say.
Lots and lots to cover. We'll see how... Yes. Oh, that's kind of funny, isn't it? But we'll see.
I didn't mean
to do that.
Hey, no pun intended.
I didn't mean that. But yeah, we might have to break this one up because that has a lot of information. It's a pretty wide topic.
Mm-hmm.
But before we dive in, I do want to tell you, or if you are a loyal listener, which we hope you are, remind you that there is a special gift out there in the internet for you from canvaspeople.com. Mm-hmm. Canvaspeople.com help you create beautiful artwork from your favorite photos. So you can take your photo, upload it to canvaspeople.com, and create a beautiful canvas work of art to grace your walls. Mm-hmm. And they have a very special deal for Decorating Tips and Tricks listeners. It's a free 11 by 14 canvas of your favorite images. All you have to do, right?
Free.
All you have to do
really is wonderful.
I know. Just pay the shipping. So it's free, but you just have to pay the shipping.
That's a great deal.
Great deal. Great Mother's Day gift, great graduation gift, yes. Father's Day gift.
And they easy to do.
Yes.
I've done it.
We're all going to take advantage of it. Yvonne has already picked hers out.
I mean, go on that Instagram feed of yours and find your favorite photo, and that's the one to enlarge.
Oh, that's a great idea.
That is a great idea.
It's imposing to think about going through all your photos, but that's kind of fun too to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, the code is decorating at canvaspeople.com for your free 11 by 14. So when you are at the checkout, they ask you for a promo code, put in the word decorating.
I'm so totally impressed with how quickly they can get them back to you too.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you definitely have time. You definitely have time to get them for the upcoming, sort of spring graduation.
Yeah, you can hit pause, order your canvas, and then come back.
Yeah,
well,
you come back.
Through. We'll remind you at the backside of our podcast.
Yeah, so let's dive into shades, blinds, and shutters. Who's got them? What do you love? And what would you do again? Maybe what would you not do again in the shades, blinds, and shutters category?
Well, for me, I had plantation shutters everywhere, which I do love. I think they're so beautiful, and I still love plantation shutters, but they do cut out a good bit of light, even when you have the louvers opened.
Mm-hmm. Now, so where did you have those, Anita?
Well, I had them in every window of my house, in my old house.
Mm-hmm. In the old house, okay.
Yeah, in the old house. So, I mean, I love the look. I still think they're beautiful, and I think if you have them, I mean, there's no need to not have them. I mean, they're gorgeous, but I really crave that light coming in my house, and they just don't, you know, some of them swing open, but some of them don't. So with this house, I ended up doing the bamboo shades that are cordless, so there's no cord in the way. You just kind of move them up where you want them or move them down. You just let go with your hand, and
they are
gorgeous. These are my absolute favorite window covering. They're very practical. You can get any kind of liner.
Let's just back up since you brought up. Okay.
I was just going to say, these are from Bally.
Oh.
Bally Blinds.
Oh, good to know.
They are amazing. So if that's where you, if you want these, go check them out. Go check out my blog, and they're just gorgeous.
Can I ask you, they come with a liner? A bamboo
blind? Well, you can get whatever kind of liner you want. You can get no liner. You can get a blackout liner. You can get, you know, just a little bit to block a little bit of sun. Mm-hmm. I mean,
a filtering liner?
Yes,
Oh, yeah. So you can actually use these beautiful bamboo blinds then in your bedroom.
Well,
if you want something that was a blackout.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And ours are the blackout ones in the bedroom.
Oh, how wonderful. Good to know.
Let's just go back a minute to the plantation shutters since you brought those up first. Let's just, for people who may or may not know. So plantation shutters are wood and they have a frame around them.
Sometimes they're not wood, though. Mm-hmm. Some of the newer ones are actually a composite.
Mm-hmm. Okay. But,
when you look at them, they look like wood.
Right. So
they can be painted
solid.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
They can be stained or painted.
Right. Mm-hmm. And so, and then they have a little mechanism in the middle that kind of
opens or closes the louver.
Opens or closes yep. mm-hmm. them. Mm-hmm. Okay. And then sometimes you can actually open them like shutters, right? Mm-hmm. Pull them yes. back and fold yes. them back.
Swing them
My
open.
Mom had those in her house in Naples, Florida. And they were stunning, but that house was very bright anyway. They had a lot of sliding doors and things like that and very high ceilings. So they were actually, you know, probably more decorative, although they did block the light in the bedrooms. Uh-huh. I think of plantation shutters as a more Southern and almost Caribbean kind of look. Like
I am in
Key
the South.
West, all of that kind of look. What do you think?
Well, I'm in the South, but yes, it is a Southern look. But, you know, we're in Texas, so I love that. So
right. No, I do too. I'm just saying for people that maybe live in other parts of the country, maybe they're
I
not
think they're
as
popular
familiar.
Everywhere, though. I do don't think too. It's just a Southern thing.
And okay. I think also it's your decor. Mm-hmm. If you like maybe, yeah, they are traditional, classic, colonial. We have a very big influence of Williamsburg and, you know, Philadelphia has a lot of colonial influence. And people use those in lieu of just the regular shutters that were popular, you know, during the Revolutionary War. They're not authentic, but it's a very nice look in lieu of just the regular louvered shutter.
Right. Okay. And you can dress them with fabric curtains on either side as well, or you can just leave them plain because they are so pretty on their own.
Well, I think with any of these shades or blinds, you can use the curtains just for a decorative purposes. You don't have to have the all my curtains, I don't ever close them because I have the bamboo shades on the windows.
Right.
Okay.
Exactly.
And then the bamboo shades. So let's go a little further into them. So is it actual bamboo or is it another kind of natural woven that you have?
Well, I mean, they call them natural. I'm not sure. They sure look like bamboo to me, but I was not able to confirm with them that because they call them their natural woven shades.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I have them in my windows too, and they are my favorite.
I have natural woven as well. And then there's also the matchstick, which I think is more of a style. It's very thin.
Oh, yeah. That's a different look.
So it's all kind of in that natural woven.
And mine too, I have to say, it has a lot of gray in it, which is almost impossible to get with a bamboo shade.
So I'm going to have to check the Bali out then. I haven't seen that.
So if you want that color, yeah, I've got it all. I'll have it in the show notes to link to the color that I used and everything.
I have those types of shades as well. I have them in my living room and we just had them installed in the bedroom. So the living room are the regular functioning with the cord on the one side and they go down or up. But in the bedroom, because it's a bit of a darker room, it's north facing. So I wanted to have as much light as possible, but privacy, I did I always say it backwards or inside out. It's up, down, down, up. And I was saying,
but I know it. So you're talking about those, let's see, what do you call them? They're shades, but you can pull them. They can come down from the top or up from the bottom, right?
Exactly. Exactly.
I'm looking for those for my master bath.
It is
so those
such,
are nice if you have like a bathroom and you want the light in, but you don't want people
want a little privacy. That's
more privacy,
and that's what we have. We have two windows in the master, and then the bathroom is right next to it, and so there's one big window in there, and the windows are super tall. So if I had to have them closed all the time because you're in the shower or because you're changing, it's very dark in the room. So this way, I can bring them down halfway. Meet it at the sash so it looks nice and tidy from the inside and the outside, and you can have the whole up is exposed and there's no center line or anything. It's just they're on two sets of cords, so one side is the up side and one side, you know, is the up to down, and the other one is the down to up side.
And that's a natural like a bamboo
look?
I love that.
It's not really bamboo. It's like a bit of a thicker wood, and it's in a really dark brown, like almost bordering like an ebony, like a walnutty.
Gotcha.
What I want to mention too while you're talking about this is if you're buying shades, really consider the cordless ones, because whatever brand you're buying, really consider those. You don't have the mess of that cord pooling on the floor if you pull them up. And also, it really is a hazard for pets or for small children. So, and just from the designer decorator in me can't stand that pooled, you know, cord on the floor. So
and
really,
I have those.
That's really something to think about.
And then I do have those that have that cord that pulls. Now you get a little like a little toggle with it that you can latch your cord onto.
Yeah, maybe you can tie it up. That's helpful.
Yes, yeah. But it's that's something that drives me insane as well.
I know. Yep. I think it drives everyone insane. Mm-hmm. That's why I'm saying.
I have to say, we did have these installed because with the down, up, down, up, down thing, I mean, there was no way. That was beyond Peter and I's DIY-ish thing with the blinds. Like, I can put up a curtain rod, but I didn't want to mess with this mechanism and all of that. Yeah. So I had someone install them. And he's been here before, nice guy. I was busy doing something else. And so he said, I'm done. I went up. Oh, it was like there were marionettes on my windows. There were so many strings. And I thought, oh, great. Okay. Like, this is going to take a little getting used to.
You have to have a manual to know how to use them.
And you didn't need all that. And he gave me like two toggles on one side and one on the other. And I was like, good thing I know how to fill and sand and paint a little because I don't need all those toggles. So what I've now, I said, and even Peter, who never says anything, was like, wow, that's a lot of strings.
Well, that's what I'm talking about.
I figured out the way I like to work them, you know, we've had them for about maybe a week to 10 days. Mm-hmm. Now I know how they're going to function for me. What I did was I just neatly, tied up the one side that I'm not going to use that often. Mm-hmm. And then I put a little twisty tie on it and I tucked it up into the header.
Oh, you smart girl.
So you don't see it. And I did that in my living room and dining room in the last house too, because particularly in those rooms, I really never moved the shades. Mm-hmm. They were, they stayed where they were and that was the end of the day. So I just took the cords and stuck them up the top.
Okay.
That's smart. Good.
Yeah. That's nice.
But I have to say, there is a balance because the up, down, down, up, you are going to see the cords because that's how they pulls the thing back up and down. So do be aware of that. But it really is so functional for my bedroom that I had to go for it.
Or a bathroom.
And there is an upside and a downside to everything. I couldn't help it.
So in our bathroom at the farm, I couldn't see out because I just had the half cafe curtain and it's kind of a tall up window. So I just took the curtain off. I got in trouble with Kevin because he was saying, people can see in. And I'm saying, if someone can see in that window, A, they're trespassing.
God bless them if they want to look. Go ahead.
Yeah, exactly. I'm thinking, if you're really sick, if you want to see it, here's.
I live, we just have so much farmland around us. And now in the front of our house, we have a street. So, we're very cautious about that. But in the back of the house, I never close up anything.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. That's all our property. You can't see in that window unless you're on our property. And it's up so high on the hill, you can't see anything.
God, what kind of shades do you have?
I mostly have the wooden blinds. But I don't have they're not as sophisticated as yours. As we replaced them, we have so many windows in this house. I needed to put something that was stylish but inexpensive. And I just went to my big, Lowe's store. That's where I got them. Uh-huh. And you can have them cut and you can have them put up. They're light filtering. And we installed them ourselves. Now, as we are redoing our bedrooms and redoing things, I'm opting for the maybe better quality or fancier, I would say, because the ones that we had that we installed ourselves, they work perfectly fine. There's only one room that we have something different because it's in the front of the house. It's our gable guest room. It has a big gable and we have cellular shades. Some people know them as honeycomb. Mm-hmm. And I think I actually looked this up. They're the most popular kind of blinds that people have, and the reason why we chose that is we may actually replace them if they have light blocking or block out natural blinds, because they retract all the way up into our molding around our windows, and we can pull them down. And it's just because of the gable and the shape of the windows, it looks odd if anything's sort of hanging at all.
I see what you're saying. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they need to be blockout
windows. Yeah.
Yeah. And they needed to be blockout. So those are custom. And because we get the morning light and it would just like people in bed, they'd be waking up as soon as the sun rose because it's pretty sunny in that room. Mm-hmm. But for the rest of the house, I just have beautiful organic.
That reminds me of something. Mm-hmm. My parents, at one point they were building a house, but they had, you know, sold their house already. So we were in a rental house, and I must have been maybe at the end of law school or something. So I was definitely still coming home, you know, for mm-hmm. the summers and stuff. And so I came home to this house that, you know, was just a 3-month rental until their house was finished. You know, construction is never done when you think it's going to be done, right? Mm-hmm. So I was sleeping in this room and it had this beautiful arched window, which looked great until you were sleeping there. And then mm-hmm. it was like, remember in like Close Encounters when that beam of light came yes, down and like yes. sucked them up to the mothership?
Yes.
And I swear that's what happened yes. to me. Like all of a sudden this shaft of light was on me. I was like, whoa. It was mm-hmm. levitated out of the bed and taken to a farm.
No, really, you
land.
Jumped out of the bed.
Oh, it was so awful. Mm-hmm. But, you know, we just had to, you know, just kind of had to roll over and put the pillow over my head because there was no way mm-hmm. my mom was going to invest in what you did in your house to block the light.
And that's exactly what would happen to our guests. And I didn't mm-hmm. want to do that to our guests.
Yeah. Yeah, they wouldn't have stayed long.
Mm-hmm. Well, mm-hmm. maybe some people, yes, some people no.
That's true. That's true. Okay, so now let's talk about, we've covered some of the variations on materials and types. Now, what about inside mount, outside mount? Mm.
Well, I mean, I think if you do the outside mount, it does help your window look larger. But if you have some mm-hmm. trim around it, it's going to be, you're going to have to take that trim down or
work outside. You know, you can work on the trim, but I don't think it looks as nice,
yeah, so,
especially
I mean,
if you have beautiful
nice,
trim.
I have nice trim mm-hmm. that I really mm-hmm. love because I have a Craftsman style house. So I did inside mount on all of my windows.
Right.
But that's something you can do if you don't have decorative trim, put it up high above mm-hmm. and then you can, you know, have a valance or something up to the top of mm-hmm. that and make it look nice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, there are definitely options. There are also some restrictions with the type of shades, blinds, or shutters that you choose, whether or not it can be an inside mount. There has mm-hmm. to be a certain amount of depth. I know for these ones right. that I was just talking about, the up and down ones, mm-hmm. you had to have at least, I think it was a minimum of 1/2 inch. So one of mine is fine. You know, I have these super old mm-hmm. windows. One of mine is super deep, like 8 inches, and the other one barely made it.
And so this is all in the same room?
Yeah.
But your old house is old. That's why.
Oh, yeah. The windows are 131 years old. Yeah. And I can't change those because they're the front of the house. And because the house is on the National Register,
you have to be careful what you do. That's right.
Yeah, you just make the adjustment inside.
You know, speaking of that, let me just tell you about something that I just learned about. It's a little aside, but it has to do with windows. It's a company called Indo, and they make these inserts for windows. Mm-hmm. Which is almost like, you know, a double-paned sort of thing mm-hmm. or, you know, replace a storm window. And I was sent a set of these to try out for my master bedroom, and they're fantastic.
Because put it in the show notes.
Yeah, I will. I'll put the link in the show notes. It's just, you know, it's sort of in the penumbra of our topic today. So I wanted to mention it because it's really great, especially if you have super old windows that you don't want to spend the money to replace or you can't replace for whatever reason.
Sounds great.
So we've got
really good tip. Really, yeah, really good tip.
Good stuff. It's interesting. Mm-hmm. You wouldn't even, it was one of those like niche things you wouldn't know it existed yes. until you needed it.
So back to the conundrum of molding in, mounting in, yes. mounting out. We have all mounting in because just like you, Anita, we mm-hmm. have beautiful woodwork.
Yeah.
And we just want that to shine.
But some of these older houses don't have that.
That's
so
right.
That's a nice way to, mm-hmm. You know, cover that up.
That's exactly right. It also makes your window look a little bigger.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Now, what about the plain old roller shade?
Well, I mean,
you mean like Grandmom used to have?
Yeah. Well, yeah, but you know what? Almost everything Grandmom used to have is back.
That's
right.
Right.
So,
well,
like,
I'll tell you the thing I like about roller shades, and I had some that I bought a long time ago. You know, in our previous house, mm-hmm. and. You know, it was a patterned fabric on it, and the fabric went out of style. So I just chose some fabric that went with my bedding, and I think I glued the edges, or maybe done some mm-hmm. some sort of trim on the edges, and made a new fabric cover. And I used the old liner, and I just cut it to size exactly like the old one. It clips on, And it was so super easy to make. So if
charming.
You,
what a so charming
look. So
the nice
thing, mm-hmm. the nice thing about those roller shades is if you want a patterned fabric window covering in your room, you can cut these yourself, change them out every year or whatever. It's super easy. And then you've got that current look if you're kind of really mm-hmm. like the trends. Mm-hmm. And that way you can keep up with them.
And that is just such a charming look, I think.
Mm-hmm. It is
so
charming.
You, mm-hmm. So you took, so I'm just thinking of that like heavy, almost plastic, right? I guess it is plastic, roller shade. So you took that and you put fabric?
No, I bought it? A fabric one.
A fabric one, okay.
So I think there was a lining that, I can't remember. I think the lining was sewn on the top, but it was fabric. So okay. I took that off, detached the fabric liner, sewed a new. So it's basically just, it's basically like a curtain rod. It's like a rod pocket at the top that goes around the roller.
Right.
And then
right.
I just sewed the liner back on the top and then finished the edges, I think, with some sort of glue. Mm. Mm-hmm. And then there were just some plastic clips that went on it to hold it in place. So then when you rolled it up, it rolled up.
Great idea. I had a client not too long ago, and she was in a rental, and she had real sleeping issues, and then her son was having sleeping issues, and they had these cruddy old shades on there, and we explored all kinds of different options, and she really didn't know how long she was going to be in this house. So she said, well, why don't we just go? And we literally went to, you know, just a little mom and pop shop that still had the shades where they cut them to size. Mm-hmm. And I think it was about like $250 some odd. She got her bedroom done, his bedroom, and an entryway. Plus the product. Oh, and wow. The man installed it. It's again like one of those little shops. Like I mm-hmm. told you about the glass shop where mm-hmm. you get the mirror cut. Mm-hmm. You find these that's little right. mom and pop shops.
And you're talking about roller shades, right?
Yeah, it was the roller shade, but it's that
roller
big
the roller
white
shades are not mm-hmm. plastic.
No, they're not.
You
they're
know,
not
it's difficult like, to make, is what I'm saying. So mm-hmm. I think it's one of the least expensive things
it
you can
use. It was so inexpensive. And then mm-hmm. we ended up getting just some nice drapes, some nice curtains for either side. Again, like, you know, off the rack from TJ Maxx, Marshalls, I can't remember which, yeah. something like that. Mm-hmm. And what a difference. And it was so reasonably priced. So, you know, especially if you're in a transitional space, or maybe you just want that shade for privacy, or you want the blackout and during the day mm-hmm. you're going to have it up and then you're mm-hmm. going to have your curtains on either side. I think it's a great way to go.
Oh, yeah. I think so, too.
Mm-hmm. And like I said, it just has such a little blast from the past look.
Yeah.
Which can be just so sweet.
Yeah, mm-hmm. retro, mm-hmm. charming. I mean, even mm-hmm. a little girl's room, you could put a little, mm-hmm. you could glue a little ruffle on the bottom, you know, just get a little trim at Joann's or something like that.
Now that's adorable.
You know?
That's just plain old adorable.
Yeah, like, you know, 18 inches or whatever your window is mm-hmm. and just glue it on there.
Yes. How about, let's talk about Venetian blinds.
Venetian blinds.
A hush.
Well, yes. I certainly grew up with those.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So did I.
I'm not sure why they're called Venetian blinds, because I don't picture them, you know, people like pulling them apart
Venetian,
and looking at the gondolas. And
no,
Venice,
I haven't seen that
you know,
like, either.
Oh, I looked that up.
You did not.
Did you tell?
I did.
What?
Because I'm thinking, how did they get their names? That was my thought. Like, they cannot be Italian, for heaven's sakes. They
it
were.
Seems like a bit of a stretch. What?
No, they were invented like in the 1700s.
Oh, my
so
goodness.
They've been around for a while. Yeah, I just...
must have been wood then. I mean, there's no way they
were... Oh, I'm sure. I'm sure.
Ones, yeah.
I'm sure they weren't mini blinds or plastic blinds either.
No.
But yeah, they were invented a long time ago.
Wow.
Well, and the reason why you can think about this is because, you know, the Venetian blinds that have the large slats, mm-hmm. they were very popular in colonial times. Like we go to Colonial Williamsburg or down to Philadelphia to some of the historic homes, and they have those big slatted wooden blinds, and those look really, they're beautiful.
That you can, so like Venetian blinds, you can open and close them.
They
the same
are.
Way.
Yep.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly
but when I think
right.
of Venetian blinds, I think of like the 1-inch metal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
That we grew
right.
up
I mean,
with.
That make that kind of tinny sound.
Yes. Right? That
but,
clanky
you know,
sound.
In one of our houses, I had ordered some wood blinds, but they mm-hmm. were the big, they were big slats.
Those are
and they
beautiful.
Had the nice, pretty decorative tape on them. So,
yes.
oh, yeah,
yes.
you can do some
yes.
things with those.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? Even the Venetian blinds, I mean, if they're nice and, you know, clean, something, they seem to, maybe you notice the dust more, but I remember
Yeah, I think they're fine. Yeah.
My grandma had those, and my mom used to help her clean mm-hmm. them, and she would actually take them off and put them in the bathtub. My mom was very thorough. You give my mom a cleaning job, and it is going to get done right.
Well, the apple nice doesn't fall far from the tree.
Yeah, she's not. She's not going to sweep it with a cloth and call it a day. She's taking them off, put them in the tub, suds them up, and put mm-hmm. it back up.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I think the thing people like about these blinds, Venetian blinds, mini blinds, any of these kind of blinds, wood blinds, is the same thing. You can pull them up and they'll go all the way up to the top. Mm-hmm. And I really do like some sort of solution where they almost disappear.
Yes, I agree with you. Yeah. However, some are way more attractive than others.
I will agree with you on that one. Yes.
Yeah.
Do we touch vertical Venetian blinds? Vertical blinds.
Yeah, they were really popular in the 80s.
Well, I had those in the 80s.
They do the job. They mm-hmm. do the job.
They yeah. weren't my favorite, but, you know.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I have a little story. I briefly dated someone whose brother installed Venetian blinds. And as a result thereof, my mother and father got a great deal on a house full of Venetian blinds in the early 80s.
Oh, that's funny.
Yes.
Kelly, I thought you were going to say who invented vertical blinds.
Yeah.
You dated somebody who
invented. I dated the guy who invented Venetian blinds, in my first life. Yeah, in 17, whatever. No, yeah. So my mom and I still joke about that. We were like, she was like, yeah, you went on like 4 or 5 dates with him, just enough for me to get my blinds installed. But then we say, oh, right. But, the karma was that they were vertical blinds.
So you didn't.
That is it. That
and then you didn't
it.
Like him, but you couldn't break up with him because your mom hadn't gotten her blinds.
Right. I was like, mom, how many
5 date limit for that, right?
Exactly.
Oh, that's so funny.
Yeah, but they didn't have that house very long. But that was very high. Mm-hmm. I mean, they were building mm-hmm. it in the 80s,
and that was
very
the height
hot
of style.
Then.
That's exactly right. Well, today, hot styles, I would say, are the wood slat or the wooden roll-up blinds.
Like the natural woven?
Yes, yes.
Mm-hmm. Ooh,
yes.
Anita, we're hot, hot, hot.
Oh, mm-hmm. yeah. But
we
you
all
know
are.
Me. I don't care. I mean,
I know you don't. Do you have vertical blinds somewhere in your house if you
don't
care?
I don't. No, I care about what looks good to me. I just don't care if nobody else agrees. That's mm-hmm. all.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. I'm with you on that. It's got to work mm-hmm. for you. Who really cares?
Mm-hmm. What about Roman shades?
I think they're pretty. Roman it depends on the fabric. I mean, if the fabric is dated looking, then the shades are going to look dated.
That's exactly
But if you
right.
have a fabric that is current, I think they can be very stylish.
And if you have mini blinds, you can go online, like YouTube or whatever, and you can see how to convert your mini blinds into Roman shades.
Whoa. Stop
it. Yes. Haven't you seen those?
No.
But and
I would like to see the Venetians and the Romans go at it. See what happens.
Very clever. But anyway, it doesn't look like it would be that terribly hard. I mean, it's not a beginner project, but I've seen them. And I think Roman
intermediate or advanced? What do you think?
Well, I think you just need you need patience more than anything to go walk through it. But I think they could be beautiful.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I could see how mm-hmm. that could happen in a very, vague sense. I can see how you mm-hmm. could probably pull that off.
You can use the mechanisms from the mini blinds to become Roman blinds.
Somehow you slide mm-hmm. Where the strap comes through, and somehow that becomes the fabric.
The little rings that you usually put on,
and that's
Roman
what I'm saying,
shades.
Even with the roller mm-hmm. shades, if you couldn't find some of these, the mechanism by itself, mm-hmm. you can just buy a cheap, plastic one, and then just tear it off, but use that as your pattern.
Well, also you can put fabric right on these roller shades.
Yeah, that's true. You could
you could do something really beautiful, mm-hmm. A grass or something, some kind of a natural fiber that would be gorgeous.
That's true. You could put it on mm-hmm. there. I think that's a great idea.
Mm-hmm. Wow. I think that is a good idea.
And I think people get so stuck with shades and blinds and rollers and things like that, because it's like an afterthought. Okay, we've got to cover our windows primarily to block out the sun or to give some privacy. And it's like you don't know what to do, like what's going to look nice. But, you know, it's really important how they look as well, because yeah, right. they've got to go with your room and your and whatever, if you have curtains. So you want that whole look to be very cohesive. So you've got to take the whole package instead of, oh yeah, we got to put something up. Let's put, you know, mini blinds, or let's put cellular shades, or let's put organic wooden shades up. So you just have to know what your style is to make it look nice as well.
Yeah, right. And you know, it's not inexpensive, you know, unless you're doing these little roll-ups. It's pretty, you know, it's an investment, so you want to get it right.
It is.
Right, and you want to make sure you select something that you're going to be okay with as far as the light coming through, because like I said, the plantation shutters, gorgeous, but mm-hmm. even when they're with the slats all the way open, they do block a lot of light.
You know, Anita, we were thinking, again, our house is over 20 years old, mm-hmm. and when we first moved in, we were thinking about putting mm-hmm. plantation shutters in the front of our home, right. and I did a little research and, you know, called a few people, and they said it blocks a quarter of your light.
Oh, see, that's a lot.
Yeah, that is a lot. But, you know, so that just did it for me.
But see, if you have a lot of light streaming in anyway, that may be okay. But if the room maybe tends to be a little dark anyway, then, you know, you really need mm-hmm. to think about it.
You are so right. You are so right.
Well, that's why I really suggest to anyone, when you're either moving into a new place or you're contemplating changing it, it might not be something you've really been consciously thinking about. Spend some time thinking about mm-hmm. not only the look, but focus on what's happening in the room at different times of the day, particularly if you're a person yes. who's maybe is away at work all day long, and then you come home. And so then you really just have, you know, the evenings and then the weekends. But, mm-hmm. you know, if you're moving into a new location, or you're building a house, or you're just even thinking about changing out the window coverings that you have now, mm-hmm. put that at the forefront of your mind and really think about it, and mm-hmm. check different times of the day the way the light comes in before mm-hmm. you make your final decision. We, you know, this is now mm-hmm. pushing 18 months or so that we've been in this house. And other than the living room, which I, you know, kind of got in hand right away and knew what I wanted, we're just getting to putting up things, you know, permanent things. I had, you know, something tacked up here or a tension rod over there and some windows, nothing.
Put some thought into it.
Because it's really important. And, you know, like we're saying, for some of these things, you could maybe get away on the cheaper side. But if you're going to invest in some custom blinds or shutters or shades, you know, it's an expensive proposition. Mm-hmm. So you want to get it right.
And there's a lot of consideration wisdom in that tip.
Mm-hmm. I wanted to mention, which is really important, and maybe people don't think of it. Think about it, what it looks like from the outside of your house.
Oh, yes. Mm,
so important.
Because if you've got, you know, some different rooms, particularly in the front, and one room is this pattern, and one room is this pattern, and one room's going to have the shades up all the time, and the other one needs to have them at half mast all the time. You know, mm-hmm. you might want to consider doing a lining for mm-hmm. each one that's mm-hmm. the yeah. same.
It's all the same, right?
Mm-hmm. So exactly. from the outside, it doesn't look all that like all this busyness.
And it will if you don't do that. Well, you know, girls, I just want to remind everybody that of our sponsor, Canvas People, who are so nice in giving away one free 11x14 canvas to anyone who orders and uses the code decorating.
They're just paying for shipping.
They just pay for shipping. That's right. So, well, we're done for today. That's all the time we have. So we want to inspire you to create a beautiful home. Until next time.
Hey there. If you're loving our podcast like we're loving our podcast, we would love you to rate and review us. Head to iTunes to do that. It's easy, and it would mean so much to us. And if you do rate and review us, we're going to enter you to win a fantastic giveaway. The details for the giveaway are in the show notes for this episode, and you can find the show notes at decoratingtipsandtricks.com.